Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Are you inside your own head all the time? Do you just constantly think of all the baggage you drag around because it gets pretty heavy? Or are you in a relationship with someone with a ton of baggage? I know tons of people like that. And how do you get out of it? How do you make a clean start or clean your slate or feel fresh and lighter? Because that's really what it's all about. And my guest today is Dr. Bill Auxier. He's the author of the award-winning bestseller, To Lead, Follow, and contributing author to the Wall Street Journal's bestseller. I guess that's what you are. You're a best-selling author, Dr. Auxier. And so give us your best advice about getting rid of that baggage, because we all have so much of it, and it sometimes feels like it's weighing us down.
Yes, well, thank you, Melanie, and thanks for having this conversation. I think it's particularly appropriate with the holidays upon us, because we're seeing a lot of people that have been a big part of our lives, regardless of where we are on life spectrum. And a lot of times when you re-engage with people that maybe you haven't seen for a while, that you have some kind of a difficult situation or some baggage, whatever you want to call it, with them, it can make it quite difficult. And there's a lot of research that says that by avoiding these difficult situations that create stress in your life, it's actually unhealthy for you.
Well, of course, we know that stress is unhealthy for us, creates all that cortisol. It's so bad for us. But how do you avoid some of this stuff? And if you're somebody, maybe you're dating someone who's divorced and they've got a couple of kids, or somebody's dealing with work stress, I mean, all of this kind of piles up on us and makes it so you can't think of anything else. All you think about are your problems.
Right, and you can break this down into two categories. You can think about the baggage that you have with others, and secondly, the baggage that you have with yourself. So if we talk about the baggage that you have with others, whether it's someone you're dating or whatever, the biggest thing that you can do is push past your anxiety of dealing with whatever that issue is and do it now. That's the first step to overcoming baggage, because discussing a difficult topic or a situation often yields better results than you might think. So number one, if you recognize that you've got some issue with another person, you've got to build up the courage to push past that anxiety of having a conversation about it, and you will be surprised at the results that could result from that.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you here for a second, because this hits right where I live. So I'll say to my husband, let's talk about your credit card. And he'll say, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to think about that. And I'll say, well, how are we going to pay this off? Or what are we gonna? And he looks the other way, closes his eyes, does not want to think about. And me, I'm the person that faces this stuff head on, makes a list, writes it down. We owe this much, we owe this much. Which one of us, I mean, obviously I know that him looking away is not the right way, but he says it causes too much stress when I write this down and put it in front of his face.
So were you at my house last night listening to my conversation with my wife?
I was. I definitely was.
Because, you know, you're right. You've pushed past that anxiety, but in this case, your husband hasn't. So instead of pushing onward, the obvious thing is that you do need to talk about it. Something needs to be done. So this might not be the right time. So another approach might be, you know, we need to talk about our credit card bills. If this isn't a good time, let's set aside some time where we can talk about it. I know that you probably may not want to do this, but we've got to. So when can we talk about it, as opposed to keeping to push on? Because you have to push by the anxiety, but so does the other person.
Yeah, that's not always so easy, but that's good advice. Set aside a time. Ask them if there is a time when the kids aren't around to discuss those kinds of things. And also another one of these sort of baggage things is health. If you have someone in your life who's smoking or drinking too much and nagging, doesn't seem to work. So that's another one of those where people turn a blind eye. Kind of put it all for us, Dr. Auxier, put it all to a place where people can take advice from you right now today to start facing this baggage and doing something about it so that you can kind of get it off your shoulders.
Yeah, because, you know, the problem is when it's with another person, you know, you do, like we've just talked about, you have to push by it, but so do they. But I've done a lot of work in the healthcare industry, particularly with cancer patients. And there's been a ton of research done on when someone in the family has cancer, some people in the family, they don't want to deal with it. They're in a state of denial, and they don't want to talk about the dire situation that their loved one faces. But research shows that when you don't talk, especially family members, if you don't talk about the situation, if you avoid discussing the fact they have cancer, that cancer patient will actually get sicker. Whereas if you can confront it and have a conversation about it, oftentimes they do better. It may not cure the cancer, but it can make the quality of life much better by pushing past that anxiety. So that is a huge step. You may not always resolve it, but pushing past that anxiety to talk about it is a key ingredient to this. Even more importantly is when you have baggage within yourself. Let's say, you know that you need to lose weight, and you know that carrying around those extra pounds is detrimental to your health. So number one, being overweight is detrimental to your health. Number two, if you don't deal with it yourself, then you're creating this baggage and this stress and the negative aspects of the stress. So again, it's like a double whammy when it's with yourself, when you're not dealing with a negative issue in this internal tug of war that's going on. And then on top of that, let's talk about the triple whammy. All of us are in some kind of a leadership role. So if you have an issue that you're not dealing with that's unhealthy, and because you're not dealing with it, it's creating stresses that isn't healthy, then that's going to impact your ability to be a better and more effective leader. And so that's a triple whammy on the other people that you're impacting, because you're not as effective leader as you could be by not dealing with the situation. So, I mean, the one key thing that I want to share with you and your listeners is having the courage to push past the anxiety of not dealing with a situation. If that's the only thing you get out of this conversation, that would be a good step forward, pushing past the anxiety of not talking about it.
That's good advice, too, because people that turn that blind eye, and it's still there, it's insidious, and it's still there. I think you were in my bathroom this morning when I was looking at myself deciding about weight, and weight's another one, because you have to face the scale, and you maybe face your journal and write your food down. All those ways are ways to fight it. So just tell people in the last minute here where they can find out more about you.
Well, you can go to my website, which is simply my name. It's Bill Auxier, BillAuxier.com, BillAuxier.com. And for all your listeners, if you want, they go to my website, they can give me their first name and email address, and I'll send them a white paper that I wrote about 20 habits that could prevent you from being a more effective leader.
Wow, that's pretty cool. The website is BillAuxier.com, BillAuxier, and that is fun to say and spell. And if you missed any of the great information here, that was a really great guest that we have here on Radio MD, and if you missed any of it, you can always listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Share these shows with your friends, because that's how we all learn together, and we need to all dump some of that baggage. So we got to face what's going on, dump some of the baggage, and feel just a little bit freer this holiday season. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.